Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a look at Spencer Burford, the offensive tackle from UTSA, the Roadrunners. Before I get started, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. You can look at clips of all of our shows at 100 Football on Instagram. And last but certainly not least, our podcast. We will every single day, multiple episodes per day. And we have a ton of content, close to 800 episodes, if not more by now, of this recording. So we have a ton of content over there, over 1,000 plus videos on our Facebook and YouTube channels as well. So go over there, look in the archives, look at some of our older videos. You'll see a ton of stuff about the draft prospects from this year's draft, previous drafts, legends interviews, some of the game's greatest players, coaches, and just minds. And also, of course, our amazing top-tier history specials, looking back at some of the greatest players, coaches, teams of the past. And if you have any suggestions for any upcoming videos, if you want us to look at any certain players in this draft, we've got about a month left, so get them in soon. Or if you want to just talk about anything football-related, any former team you liked, any former player, coach, whatever, drop a comment and we will be sure to get to it at a future date. Thank you so much for all the continued support. Spencer Burford, offensive tackle, UTSA. Let's get right into it. Fun fact, if anyone in the area is ever at a trivia night at a local bar or whatnot, Spencer Burford was UTSA's first ever four-star prospect. So there you go. But before you got to UTSA, back in high school, this guy was a stud. First team, all area, all district accolades at a senior at Wagner High School, posted 88 knockdowns and 28 pancake blocks in 2017. So they were getting someone pretty solid for the 6'5", 295-pound offensive lineman from San Antonio, Texas. Going into UTSA, 2018 freshman season, played all 12 games. He started them as a true freshman. And he helped rack up a good amount of offense for that team. 2019 sophomore year, he was an honorable mention, all-conference selection on the offensive line. He appeared in all 12 games and 11 starts at the left guard. He was a key part of UTSA's offense, where they racked up 4,139 yards of offense totaling and a little bit less than 2,000 yards on the ground. So they were putting in work right there, helped UTSA register 320 yards on the ground behind 200-yard rushers during that season. Junior year, he was part of Dave Campbell's Texas football All-Texas College first-team pick, second-team All-Conference USA selection. He appeared in 11 games, 10 starts. Played a right tackle a little bit for the first couple of games, then moved to left tackle for the remainder of that season. Allowed just 3 quarterback hits during that year and 4 sacks, and that's over 350 pass-blocking snaps. Did very good there. Running game, also phenomenal. Helped UTSA break a single-season record for rushing yardage with 2,585 for that total season. Then we go to 2021, this past season. Another honorable mention by All-American by Phil Steele. First-team All-Conference USA pick on the offensive line. and a whole lot more accolades. Went to the scouting combine, went to the Reese's Senior Bowl, did a whole lot of work this past year, and just really was, most importantly, healthy. Like I say, he started pretty much every single game, started 12 games on this line, 11 of those at left tackle. UTSA had a very good record, 12-2, went to the Conference USA title, and the program's second straight bowl game appearance. And once again, that offense was very good, in part to how Burford was playing on the offensive line. They had 439 yards a game. They averaged about 36, almost 37 points per game. He only allowed two sacks and only one hit on the quarterback in over 400 pass block attempts this past year, according to Pro Football Focus. Also, his running back behind him, All-American Sincere McCormick, was putting in good work. He had almost 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns, thanks in part to Spencer Burford. Like I said, they had a very good year. And like I said, they got to the Conference USA Championship game once again, and they got the W. So they've been on a really hot streak. Thanks to Spencer Burford. Like I said, tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Let's talk more about the 6'5", 295-pound senior coming out of UTSA with the Roadrunners. What I like about him, he's a pretty good athlete, right? He's improved in pass protection over the years. He's stout. He's going to maintain a wide base. He's a smooth mover. What I mean by that, he covers a lot of grounds without looking real clunky. He's going to be agile. He's quick with his feet, and he stays light. He's got good lateral range and just shifting movements. He's able to move smooth in the pocket. He's willing to attack, throw some punches, right? And in the good way, in the legal way, of course, to finish the play. Helps quick up. He helps with the blitz, too. He's quick to pick up on those. And he doesn't show any panic. He's really relaxed and calm in the pocket as a offensive lineman. He can also recover if need be, and he's rarely late off the snap. So pretty good potential for this guy. Let's talk more about what he can improve on at the next level. Like I said, only average measurables with about a limited arm length, and nothing really too overpowering with him. He's kind of more solid all around as opposed to just, okay, well, he's got extra long arms, or he's great in pass protection, but not so good in run. He's just kind of average all around. Like I said, needs to just improve some a little bit in terms of attacking when necessary instead of attacking maybe a little bit more than necessary. He could sometimes be beat and overextend, especially coming off the edge whenever you get a speed rusher coming at him. Like I said, he has good footwork, just needs to improve a little bit more. And he sometimes can stop his feet after initial contact, relying on his length. But he can also, in that turn, allow the defender to get the corner or do a spin move on the inside. Like I said, he's a pretty solid player all around. Definitely someone you can pick up in a later run, I think, in the steal. And someone that you can definitely work around in potentially getting a starting job in a couple of years. He's also got some pedigree, right, when I say that. I mean, he has some family members. His cousin was a former offensive lineman in the NFL, Adrian Waddle, two-time Super Bowl champ with the New England Patriots. So last played in 2019. So he's got that. I'm sure he looked up to him. He had a good career, and he's still 30. So Adrian could still potentially get some work somewhere. You never know. But Spencer came from a good pedigree, a good guy all around. They put in a lot of good work at UTSA. Going to make the Roadrunners proud, and I can't wait to see where he goes in the 2022 NFL Draft in April.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like this video today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, also leave a review. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of all our shows on Instagram at 100th Football. And the podcast, check it out every single day for amazing live content on Facebook and YouTube for our viewing pleasure. And on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Overcast, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts, pretty much you can find us every single day with over 800 episodes now. So thank you so much for all continued love and support. As I've been your host this morning, Logan Landers, talking about Spencer Burford, the offensive tackle from UTSA. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode real soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.